Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, what if you have one of those children that really says, Mom, I don't want to go to school today, or Mom, I can't stand school, or Mom, I hate this teacher and I just don't want to go back, or I hate reading and I don't want to read and I hate school? What do you do as a parent? You hesitate to force your child into their clothes in the morning and push them out the door to school, but you know that it's not only the law, but something that they really need to do. My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She is a pediatrician and one of our favorite guests here on Healthy Children. Welcome to the show. Dr. Cross, what do you do if you've got a child that is consistently saying that they can't stand school?
First, you should realize that you're not the only person with one of these children. 5% of kids, surprisingly, have what they call school avoidance or school refusal, or some people actually call it school phobia. But they really don't want to go to school. And it's not just that they wake up with the occasional, you know, once every couple months, hey, Mom, can I take a day off, or pretending that they're sick. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the kid who every day, you know, puts up a struggle, doesn't want to go. And so this can manifest in different ways. Some kids actually come out and say, I don't want to go to school. I just don't want to. So just like you were saying in the introduction, others feign illness. They come up with vague complaints like they have a stomach ache or cramps or nausea or dizziness or headaches. And so we see a lot of these kids in the doctor's office for these complaints. Other kids are actually so anxious and stressed about going to school that they actually have those symptoms. You, as we all know, you can make yourself so anxious that you do have stomach cramps or headaches or nausea. And then other kids make up stories why they don't want to go to school. So these are all different signs of the same thing, which we would call like school avoidance. But the first thing you want to do is, if they are coming in with any sort of physical complaints, you want to take them to the doctor and make sure that there's no real reason that's causing these things. If you're attributing it to school, that it really is school. And one of the ways that you can tell this is that they don't have the symptoms as often on the weekends, although that's not necessarily a golden rule. They seem to be fine on the weekends, and they have a stomach ache all week long. But if they are complaining of headaches, you know, it could be that they can't see the board, and so they really do come home every day with a headache. But on the weekends, they're not reading and doing things like that, so they don't have a headache. So these things, we should give our children the benefit of the doubt, but if we're certain that it's just that they don't want to go to school, we have to figure out why. And the thing that I want to get across to your listeners is that there is always a reason. If they are avoiding something so vehemently, there's a reason. And if we think about ourselves as adults, if we really don't like something, there's usually a reason for it. Now, it's not always a great reason, but there's always a reason. And so this comes down to being a good parent. And you have to sit down with your child and take the time to figure out what it is. And so just as you said in your introduction, you want to convey to them that, look, school is important. It's actually the law that you go to school, and I understand that you don't want to go to school, but I need to understand why. And they may tell you outright, I don't like it, I'm bored, my teacher's mean. They may just come out and say it, or they may just say, I just don't like it. And if you say, I just don't like it, why? What's going on? And so there's different ways that you can dig a little deeper. You can either say things like, you know, are you being bullied? Is anybody, you know, being inappropriate with you? Do you have lots of friends? Who do you eat with at lunch? You can ask questions that are very direct to try to sort of get the answers out of them, or you can open it up and just say things like, how do you feel when you're at school? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you scared? Because sometimes just that answer of what emotion they have when they're at school will lead you down the right path. And if you are feeding them a whole bunch of possibilities of why they don't like to go to school, sometimes kids will just hook on to one. And so these conversations aren't easy to have, and you often have to ask maybe like 20 times before you actually get a real answer. But you have to be open to having these conversations.
Okay, so if your child says, well, it's this teacher, she just hates me, and I know that she hates me, no matter what I do, it's not good enough. When do you, as a parent, you know, sometimes, Dr. Cross, we have to let our children advocate for themselves. We do. We have to let them work out some school conflicts if it's a breakup with a friend or a, you know, not bullying, but something, you know, whatever. But when it's a teacher, or when it's something like that, when do parents step in and either go to the teacher or go to the principal and say, you know, my son is really having a tough time with this teacher?
That's true. It's often hard to know when to get involved. I think that the litmus test of when it's time to get involved should be, when is it really affecting your child, not just occasionally, but daily, and when is it affecting them, not just while they're at school, but they come home with it. If it's really penetrating the rest of their life, even if you think that it is something that they should be able to deal with on their own, they just might not have the resources to do so. And you don't have to feel like you are sort of sticking your nose in or being pushy. What you can feel is you're teaching your child how to advocate for themselves. Maybe they don't know how to do it. So you don't just need to push them aside and do it for them. You can start with telling them, well, how about we try this and see if it works? And how about we try that and see if it works? And if all those things don't work, then you know what? As a parent, I need to just call this teacher. I need to step in. So you might say, if it is a teacher, okay, why do you think your teacher doesn't like you? Are you talking a lot in class? Do you not pay attention? You know, because that's difficult for a teacher. You can understand that they're trying to keep a nice, quiet classroom. You know, or maybe it's that they feel that the teacher doesn't like them because they're actually having a hard time with the subject. So if a teacher is constantly correcting you, you may feel like they don't like you. So you have to make sure that your child is up to the pace of what's going on. Learning disabilities often go undiagnosed for years. So if your child doesn't like school, it may be that they need to be evaluated. They may need what we call as an IEP, an individualized education plan. So those are all things that might be the reason that they feel the teacher doesn't like them. When you don't get a good grade, you feel like the person doesn't like you. It's not that they don't like you. You don't understand the subject. So you want to make sure that that's not what's going on. You know, for some kids, they really do, though, have anxiety about large groups, public bathrooms, speaking in public, so they might not like to read in public. So, you know, we think about adults having these things where they don't like to speak in public. Kids manifest the same anxieties. And so things like that, you're not going to go to your principal or your teacher. I mean, you can let them know. But you also can talk to your pediatrician. There's a lot of people out there who can help you if you get to the point where you say, I'm just not sure how to deal with this. There's guidance counselors at school. Lots of pediatricians can refer you to a social worker or a therapist that could talk to you on an ongoing basis, just as a one-time evaluation to try to figure out how to deal with it. So you're not alone, and that's something that parents should know.
Well, and I think that's really an important point you bring up, Dr. Cross, is that the schools generally have people to help you, you know, and if you have to go to the school and say, this child does not want to come to school every day, and they're throwing tantrums about it, and I can't seem to figure out the reason why, I'm going to need some help, that maybe the school can then, you know, talk to the child, take them aside, have the school counselor meet with them, or, you know, there's some reason, and as you say, there really probably is some specific reason. It's not just that the child hates school and wants to sit home and play video games, although there is that. You know, some kids just are lazy and don't want to go and learn. They'd rather stay home and play Call of Duty. In the last minute and a half, give us your best advice for having a child with school avoidance, the I hate school child, children who don't want to learn to read, or they don't like reading. How do you get your children to realize that this is so important for life?
I think that we need to talk to the children and find out why they don't want to go, but we also need to communicate to them why it's important. So we need to let them know, not just that, you know, it's against the law not to go, because honestly, I don't think that they really care. I think that we need to tell them, you know, it's important that you learn to read. When you learn to read, this is what you can do. So with little kids, like I have two small children, we baked yesterday. I let them look at the ingredients, and they could figure out some of the ingredients. They could figure out the numbers. And I turned around and said, see, this is why we need to practice our reading, so you can do this by yourself. With older kids, you can say the same thing. You want to learn to drive? You're going to have to pass the driving test. You're going to have to read. You're going to have to do these things. And so I think that we can show them how they want these responsibilities as adults, that they need to show that they're responsible. They need to go to school. They need to get good grades. They need to learn to read. And these are things that they need to do. So I think that, you know, you definitely need to do that, and you need to model good behavior. But when you run against the wall, you may need to turn to somebody who has some experience with this to help you out.
And also find out why. Talk to your children if you need to. Get your pediatrician involved or the school. But, you know, there's always help for that child that doesn't want to go to school, and there's always a way to get them to do it. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD, and the show is Healthy Children. Stay well.